Welcome to Eagle Eye.
What a break from Manoa.
Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe.
Tony Limbaugh into the 22.
Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hello and welcome to the Eagle Eye Rugby Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. When you get a moment, please do me a favor. Like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I'd love to hear from you. Now, on this episode, I check in with Exeter Chiefs back rower, center, Cade Zachary. That move to center is part of our chat, as well as playing alongside Eagle teammate Gabby Cantona in the backs. We also go into Exeter Chiefs' playoff chances and what's next for Cade. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Here I am with Cade. All right, well, first of all, Cade, thank you for your time. Thank you for your minutes. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just enjoying a quiet couple days. So we're off from games this weekend, and with the Easter holiday, the coaches gave us a few days off. So just a little bit of gym this morning, and otherwise brunch with a couple teammates, and at home now relaxing.
Yeah, and you have a couple weeks until your next match, so you have some time off this weekend. But I don't know what it looks like over there. But are you able to get out and, I don't know, sightsee or do something?
Yeah, you're technically allowed to go on a few walks, of course, still trying to minimize, obviously, group sizes and really just getting out, getting a little bit of exercise, but still not trying to be out and about too much. In about a week's time, I think April 12th, a few things started opening up. We were actually looking at maybe doing some camping one night, like an overnight.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So there's a few places that start opening up in the next week or two. So it's kind of awkward too. We have this 4-day weekend, but nothing to do.
Yeah, it's only so many books you can read or Netflix you can watch. So.
Yeah. I know you're in my Netflix time right now.
Oh yeah, sorry. Let's get going. we got a few weeks left of the season. Or how are you feeling physically? Has it been a pretty tough season on your body?
At times it's been a very long, consistent season, which is great. It's fantastic. I mean, it's an environment I haven't been in a couple years since I left Sevens. Mm-hmm. But honestly, feeling very good. Like I truthfully, you know, despite the postponement of World Cup, was kind of feeling like I'm a bit more in my prime at the moment. Feel like I'm kind of all cogs and everything are moving. They're well oiled, so feeling good.
Okay, so has there been less contact since you moved to center the last two matches?
That move to center, you know. All respect for backs, but I do greatly miss those 5-meter, you know, rhinos, as we'll call them, and I think a lot of teams do as well. You know, those 5-meter, just grab your buddies and run into other people and bash each other over the line, and lineouts, just kind of all those. It's interesting. I mean, mentally, it's actually been really good to work on different parts of the game, but physically, the first game, I was like, how do you justify feeling good in the backs? Because I didn't hit. I think I made 2 tackles. I was like, it's strange.
I think it's the cleaner your uniform is at the end of the match, the better, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, unfortunately for me, that was when we played Saracens then, and it was turf, so there was no one was dirty.
All right. Well, you seem to be a natural there. I'm assuming you have played center before. I mean, player of the day in that first match.
So when I first started my rugby career, you know, with some friends and things like that, it was just, hey, you're fast, you're quick. We don't want to teach you any rules. So play center. We'll just throw you the ball and just run down the sideline. So in the very few games I ever played early on, I was a center. Also, I think more so they didn't have to really teach me anything.
So how did that move come about? Was that something that Susie thought, you know, maybe with Rachel coming into the scene more, be more beneficial to the team?
Unfortunately, we've had a couple injuries and other setbacks for other players. That's just unexpected. And, you know, unfortunately, it's been kind of a couple in the back line. And then, you know, Rachel has come over. We've had a couple other few standout players who've been around as well. You know, you've got Abby Fleming, one of our Welsh players, who's a consistent performer. Comes off the bench a lot. So we've got a lot of depth in the back row at the moment. And so, it's kind of one of those, unfortunately, missing a few people in the backs now. We have to make it up, and where are we strongest?
So is this a situation where Gabby was a little upset because there's only room for maybe one Eagle in the centers? Right? And how is that? How is that? I know you two have known each other for a bit, so how has that been inside and outside together?
Actually, it's probably been the nicest Gabby's ever been to me, because I think she wants to still see the back line be successful, so she's had to take me under her wing to ensure she's looked after, honestly. No, it's been great. You know, Gabby's actually been a fantastic teacher, as well as, you know, the other backs. They've, from day one, they're like, okay, welcome in. Like, let's teach everything. And so it's been great. It's been a learning curve, but everyone's been really patient.
Well, and speaking of everyone else, as a team, you know, what makes this Chiefs team special? You know, why do you play well together?
Truthfully, I think it is the newness we have right now. You know, everyone is, when they came together in August before we even got here in September and things like that, I mean, people, just about everyone was relocating or transforming some part of their life to come here, whether, you know, even if they were already here in Exeter, to make the decision to play for this team and commit to it. I mean, that's also a big change in life, changing work, possibly school studies, etc. So there's a bit of that factor of just everyone is new. Everyone is buying into something. And so really we just, there's so much to learn. Every day is kind of exciting. Every day is like a first date in a sense where you're learning something new about someone, and which keeps everything just, it's really exciting. The energy's high. You know, and even in those first few games, we lost really close games, which I think really kind of inspired folks to realize that, like, we could be competitive. I mean, those first couple games, we only lost by, you know, a handful of points, which is massive, being a team, once again, who didn't also know each other, so in theory should have struggled more. So there's, I think, the culture that's kind of organically built around the common, you know, uprooting of our lives to commit to this team, I think has been a huge denominator, as common denominator, that's pulled everyone together. And then just the grit and energy and passion to do well in the league has really helped.
Yeah, and some big wins, you know, over Saracens, obviously not the last time.
And then the wins come, and then really the ball just gets rolling from there.
Exactly. And then when you have the newer players like JoJo and Rachel show up, they seem to fit right in really well. Rachel is just, you know, scoring tries, getting starts. You know, how important has she been to the team as well?
Yeah, Rachel and JoJo jumped right in. You know, once they were able to join the team after getting here and quarantining and everything, they're the two of them, just as general individuals, as people outside of rugby, are very easygoing and kind and lovable people, for lack of any other term. But which is great. So they meshed right in as if they'd been here all season, which made, I think, that transition to playing as well very seamless. You know, Rachel was able to slot in. She is, I mean, she's just a battler. She's a gladiator on the field, and loves defense. And, you know, as you've known from watching our games, our team loves defense. So, again, that's just a puzzle piece fitting right into the box with the rest of us. So, you know, she's done fantastic. JoJo's doing a great job, you know, just getting comfortable, getting to know all the plays, getting to know the people. Is a huge asset in the pitch. You know, unfortunately hasn't gotten a lot of game time just yet, but is a huge asset on the practice field every day, pushing people around and just raising the intensity.
All right, going on. So two rounds remaining, I believe, for the playoffs. That late try given up last week was really tough on you guys. It really hurt your chances for playoffs, getting into playoffs. So can you paint a picture of what your chances are like right now and what it would take to get in?
Yeah, so obviously the math isn't great. Unfortunately, there's a bit that's more out of our hands. You know, so after that game, there's definitely a lot of disappointment just around that. I mean, we needed a few more bonus points, but at the end of the day as well, it doesn't come down to just that game. I mean, there's other games that a few things didn't go our way, that maybe we let off the pedal a little too early, etc. So it does kind of, when it comes down to that last moment, though, and you have to have this nail biter of a league table finish, it's hard not to think about some of those other games, though, earlier in the season that we just missed the mark too many times. But Yeah, so a lot of things. Again, we have Sale coming up and Gloucester. Those will be two really important games. Again, we still need to go in, we need to win, and we need to come out with a few bonus points. But it really is going to come down to some of those other top four finishes right. and how their outcomes are.
So you touched on the World Cup postponement earlier, and you took the words out of my mouth. It seems like you are definitely playing at your peak right now, your prime. So when you heard about the postponement, you know, what was your immediate reaction, your emotions to that?
It was interesting. You know, we got an email from Emily Bidewell, our high performance director. It was about, 6:15 or so. It was a few, 10, 15 minutes before we were heading up to the training pitch here. And it was just, girls, I want you to know before the news comes out publicly, but this is happening. And it was really tough. It was the weekend before we were playing Wasps, which again was a huge mile marker for us trying to make top four. So you're in this conflicted mindset of the immediate nature that you need to be mentally engaged in. And then of course the secondary, again, while we're here, why we're here, why we're doing what we're doing and what we're working to, is now being recommended to be pushed away. And, so we took 5 minutes, me, JoJo, Rachel, everyone, we kind of just read the email aloud together, took 5 minutes to just say any feelings you had. But then honestly, we had a job to do. We had to prepare for WAS that weekend, and it was one of those after the game, feel everything you want to feel. But, so it's tough. It was a bit disappointing, but, on the flip side, I think it's going to hopefully improve the overall quality of the tournament, allowing teams a bit more time to prep and prepare and make sure everyone's healthy and fit and firing ahead of when we actually all get together and play.
When I spoke to Rob about this, it's difficult. You look at you four or five over there are playing at a high level, but then outside of that, who else is playing? So potentially this is actually a really good thing overall for the USA squad, maybe to wait a year. So that way there's a season at least under their belts of playing. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, going into what would have been 2021, right, if we had it stayed the same, I think we would have been extremely competitive. Mm-hmm. The girls back home are working extremely hard. The programs the staff are putting out, I know everyone is bought in. They were prepared to change their lives. I mean, so many people had already put into motion job changes and things like that. So that's the toughest part at the moment, mentally and emotionally with the postponement. But if we can overcome some of those in the next year and keep the focus up, support people on and off the pitch, then yeah, I think we have a great shot at being a top four contender.
And Kate, last thing for you. What's next after the season for you?
That's a great question. Well, at some point I'll come home. That much I know. Still trying to figure that out exactly. We're starting discussions about next year, whether we want to come back to England or not. What does that look like? With the postponement, Rob and the staff are still kind of compiling what the next 6 months look like for USA. So we'll probably have a camp in the summer, hopefully some games in the summer and the fall. But once we finish here in May, I think just come home for maybe a few weeks and relax
and do nothing.
I think that's I think the only thing for sure is I'll come back to America sometime in May. That's about it.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. At least you got that much ahead of you. So that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Kate, thank you so much for jumping on with me and spending your free time. I really appreciate your responses to these questions.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.